Do you believe, Hal, that the Antichrist is on this planet as we speak?
I believe he's alive and well somewhere in Europe right now. He doesn't know who he is right now, but I believe he's being groomed for his role. And given the place where we are in God's predicted scenario, I believe he has to be alive and quite active right now.
Now, explain that he doesn't know who he is.
Well, according to there are many prophecies about this person. There's a kind of a prophetic biography of this guy given. And according to these things that are predicted of him, he is, he's going to be a very active he's going to be a person with a mesmerizing ability to speak. He's going to be able to take over the European Union, I believe. And he does this at a time when he receives a mortal wound. And he is apparently he dies, and he's miraculously raised up again. And it's at that time that, according to the Bible, Satan himself takes possession of him, and that's when he becomes this person with supernatural power.
I see.
Supernatural clairvoyance and insight and so forth.
At this point, he's probably a nice person.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see this guy as somebody with horns and a tail. I mean, he's going to be received as a person who's a great humanitarian, a person who has, you know, the people's needs at heart, and he won't appear to be the evil person that he'll turn out to be. And probably right now he's just a very religious person, and probably a very nice person.
Is this person we're talking about going to be a leader of any particular country or nation? I keep thinking it could be a political type person.
Yes.
Maybe not.
Well, he'll be both political and religious. And I don't think he'll be the leader of any certain nation. It just seems like he comes outside of that loop and just steps in with this great new power he gets, and is able to convince them that he can lead the whole world. But he's a person that has great abilities, no question about that. But when he is taken over by Satan, he's going to have extraordinary powers that men have not seen since Jesus Christ walked this earth.
All right, so this mortal wound, when it occurs, could this be like an assassination attempt or something like that?
Yes, most likely it will be. And he will have to be a person of some notoriety for the world to take note of the fact that he has been mortally wounded, and to be following this, and all of a sudden he's raised from the dead.
So as far as we may know it, then, we'll hear a story, this individual has been shot or whatever.
Yes.
He's in the hospital. They believe he's dying. Maybe he's dead, but somehow doctors revived him, and he's going to be okay. Something like that?
Something like that, only I don't believe it will be doctors that do it. I mean, they will clearly see that this is something miraculous that's happened.
So
beyond
it will
medical
be...
science.
All right, and that'll be well known then.
Yes,
that
and that is apparently the instrument or the vehicle through which he immediately rises to be recognized as a world leader.
Somebody at that point, though, you're saying when he comes back from the dead, which could be in an instant, that's when Satan possesses his body.
That's right. And who knows whether he's dead for 10 minutes or what, you know?
Right, or 2 seconds.
But it will be an event that is recognized as something beyond coincidence or medical science or anything like that. It will be an event that will be recognized as a miracle.
How do we see the change in this individual, Hal? from obviously a well-intentioned person, where he gets mortally wounded, comes back through this miracle, possessed by Satan.
Yes.
Do we see the change, the personality change or anything like that in this person?
Apparently when the world, in a sense, realizes they've been had, is when, as it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he will take his seat in the temple of God, in the Holy of Holies, and proclaim himself to be God. And that happens, there's a seven-year period that God calls the tribulation, seven years that immediately precede the second coming of Christ. And for the first 3.5 years, this person will be, you know, be revered as being the most wonderful savior for the world's problems that the world has ever known. But when he goes to Jerusalem, and apparently there's going to be a temple, a Jewish temple rebuilt, because the prophecy says he will take his seat in that temple.
All right.
And proclaim himself to be God. That's when immediately war breaks out. That's when Russia leads a Muslim confederacy in an all-out attack against Israel, and they sweep through that.
Whose side is this Antichrist, or this leader? Whose side is he on then at this point?
Well, he will be the leader of the West.
And, oh, he will. Okay.
Yeah, and he will be allied with another personality that is big in prophecy, and that's a person called the False Prophet. And these two will work together, kind of like John the Baptist and Jesus.
And are they aware of each other's influence and power?
Oh, yes. They work very, very closely together, and they both equally have miraculous power. The false prophet will be a Jew, and will be recognized by Judaism as a Jewish Messiah.
And now, he will
work together with this Roman dictator that we commonly call the Antichrist.